Ja! You! Yeah! Metals! Metals! Well.
Welcome to Studio Two Rocks. I don't know, I just felt like doing that.
That's gonna change the Mondays.
So, do you want your gig? Do you want to get your ass kicked? Alright, shut up.
Shut up!
Yeah. That's what, when you become boss, that's what you say. I'm the boss. You listen. Got that? Gonna do today, number one. There's no case on Mondays. So your imagination. A day is a day. It's like every holiday. Just a day. Makes no sense. Makes no sense. That, oh, because today is this day, I'm like, no. It's manufactured. Oh, because you have to go to work. But if you love your work, work every day. And it's like, Monday is just Monday. It's just designation. That's it. I'm going to wake up and do my thing. And I'll be happy. It's like, doing my thing. You know, keep going. Like, illusions. It was put there. We didn't think about it. Like, how the world happened. Where all business happened. Oh, 9-to-5 job, Monday to Friday. 9-to-5 job, Monday to Friday. Well, what about, like, you know, some other time, like 4 o'clock to, I don't know, to midnight. Oh, those jobs. Nobody ever think about that. Everybody's like 9-to-5, 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 you know, 5 o'clock, before 5 o'clock, you freak out. Oh my god, I gotta get out of here. Right. Only the people who enjoy the job. Like, this is their thing. Right? They don't care. They'll be working every day. They'll be like, oh, let me work a few hours. They might not come in early. Like, okay. Meetings, okay. One thing you have to do. And like, then, they'll be like, after the meeting, I'm going home. I'm gonna do my thing. When I come up with the idea, I'll come back. Okay. Yeah, it's your company. You can do whatever you want. Right? The creative idea just happens. I can't explain it to non-creative people because it just, it clicks. Maybe you saw something, you heard something, you memorized something, and put something to the two together. Like, wait a second, I can do this. Oh, let me try it. How many people tried that? No, how many people actually? Ooh, to change the volume. The music's low. Where are we listening to? We listen to Sapphire Eyes. It's like 2018, man. They're like old school metal. It's like new school metal. New old school metal. Pull it back. It's like, I don't know. It's like 80s. Not really metal, like rock, but like, they meld together thing. That's the idea, right? They came out with it. And if you're a band, and you love being in a band. You work every day. You work on something every day, or you just do something else and you come up with an idea. I'm gonna go home and write a song and sing friends who wrote songs like middle of the night, and they'll be still up when we wake up. Like, oh, it's still up. So yeah, just roll the whole album. Like, holy cow, man. You know, when you're inspired, that's what you do. But there are times people take advantage of that. Oh, ew. That's when you start feeling the keys of Mondays. Like, God, I gotta go to work. I gotta do something, and they're gonna take it, so I'm not gonna do nothing. I'm not gonna think about it. I'm just gonna keep it to myself. I mean, you could do that. To me, ideas are ideas. I'm sure I'm not the first one to come up with some idea. But I do like to copyright something, and I will certain things. But the rest of stuff, I'm like, no, it was a good idea. Let me pass around. Maybe somebody will do it. It's always been like that. I really like that idea. Like that approach so much better. Because when you think about it, it's all of us, right? We're looking into the future. How are we going to build that future? If I keep all this stuff hidden, right? Maybe it's like, hey, you know what? Let me give the idea. The person thinks, he doesn't think. Whatever he, she doesn't think, I don't care. It was my idea, and I saw it happen. And, you know, you did it. And I saw it happen, and it works. I'm satisfied. Now give me my money. Monies. Come on, give me it. Yeah, do it. It's crazy, man. This whole world is nuts. So anyway, the graphics card, it held up. Like, wow. And it didn't give off heat like I thought it would. Like, I'm just looking at, you know, the gray architectural design and everything. I'm just looking at the thing, you know, boxed in like that. I'm like, it's weird fan locations. Like, yeah, wonder if that would like heat up. I think it didn't. No one didn't. I put a test on it. When did not go up to 70 degrees. I'm like, wow, this is awesome. But now I need a new processor to take advantage of the extra things. Right now, my process is fine, but I could use a little more gigahertz on a single core. On certain applications, I could use that. So, eventually, that will come. I'm not going to worry about it. Right now, it's fine. I'm not doing anything crazy. If I was doing something crazy, like doing rendering and stuff, yeah, then be like, oh yeah. But unfortunately, I have to learn Blender, the new one, because I'm still on the old one. I'm so used to the key commands, like, it's hard for me to switch. Same thing happened with Photoshop when they changed certain things. Like, oh god, I don't know how to do this. And same thing when I switched from Mac OS to Windows Photoshop, the key commands. Now I'm like, you're so used to it. So you get used to it after a while. New Blender is nice. I like what they did. So much better. And it has Unreal Engine that has a plugin for it. So you can do stuff on Blender and it will update it into a Unreal Engine. Oh my god, what are you gonna do on Unreal Engine? You're gonna lock people up into the VR. No, I'm building this architectural thing over there, and I like to build stuff. Come up with the concepts. Like, you know, if I do this, it would be a nice house, or nice studio set, or nice something. It would be cool looking. Or I can build a car. Like, no, I think that should be a future of cars. Should include these things. Maybe, some of the things that you think about, like aerodynamics. Or not. If it's electric, like, how do you build it so that the cockpit, it would be separate from the battery? Like, battery location. What's the best for if battery explodes, right? Call on fire. It's very rare. I know there's a lot of YouTube videos, but it's very rare that happens. But it does happen. What do you do? Should it be on bottom car? Or should it be in front and back? And, you know, there's certain things. When you think about it, like, okay, how am I going to build? It's like, what kind of cool stuff I want to see, you know? Or just like, hey, no. If one day I become a millionaire or something, I'd like to buy a beachfront. Can't build a beachfront. Take a picture or something and put it in Unreal Engine. And actually build something on top. Like, hey, now I got a house. Like the container house, I can actually find the container thing. Like, how do you cut it a certain way? Like, hey, you can do it this way. Or I can just, I don't know, use anything. Actually, I thought about it, just, you know, old used Winnebagoes and just clean them out. Just get the frame of it. Just put Winnebago on top of Winnebago. Like four of those. And make it into a house. Yeah, why not? Hey, that works. I mean, it won't be as sturdy as container. Even container, you can just take all the sheet, or the metal sheeting off. Just keep the frame. You can build off that frame. With wood, right? You don't need to keep all the metal stuff. You can put down the metal stuff, keep it on the top, the roof. So, and it's easier when you're doing 3D and render it. You get an idea what it looks like. Oh. It's just like old days. I was doing some, what do they call those things? Not apprentice, but kind of like, I forgot the name of it. Get extra credit, right? I will go to some professor's gallery show, you know, say, help me put these art pieces together. No, I do that, I hand them up. Sometimes we'll take them down, pull them next to each other, another one, then you mix it up and like, okay, this looks good, let's pull it up. Right. That, the creation of that. I like that. You know, you do it for real, with tangible things, or you can do it 3D, non-tangible things, but you can bring all that back, right? Back and forth. I like the idea of that. I like the idea that I can make it as real as possible. But as far as anything else, like, oh, we gotta plug you into Cyberpunk 2077, you would be in there forever. Yeah, no, I don't like that at all. That's a bad idea. And I know they're trying to shut down. I mean, for the video games. Yeah, because there's somebody went off. It's like, oh, it's like the first person shooter. Well, they're coming after first person shooters again. Coming after the games again. And this is why. Well, think of what CCP does. Think what they did in Asia. This is how they train you to become their slave. This one method. Give you everything. No, take everything away from you first. You were brought up with nothing. Like, scrunching with food. Everything's in the food stamp. Not food stamp, but whatever the ticket thing. Then you open up society. All of a sudden, they're like, oh my God, I can do this, I can do that. And they build it up to some point that they take it away from you. Stockholm Syndrome. CCP, Stockholm Syndrome. That's what they do. They take it away from you. And they try and do that here in the US. And Europe, some European country, yeah, it worked out for them. A little more reserved now, like we don't do that. But no, not really, because while testing my new video card, I was on GTA 5 and met people all over the world are doing stupid things. Some of them drive around, but a lot of them just do the GAMO thing where they just take you out, just grab you while you're driving. You're like, what the hell? What? No, I had to restart again. No, being jerks, but they're everywhere around the world. So you have to think about this. They're jerks everywhere and around the world, and they're good people. Majority are good people, and I would say like one half of them have played video games here and there, and only very tiny portion of it cheat in video games because they're not satisfied. Something is not satisfying them. Something in the real world is not satisfying. It's like my world sucks. Well, some of them are not true. Some of them are actually esports people. I'm saying, oh, okay, esports. But is this sport? Or just your finger? A finger sport? If mouse and your fingers. Keyboard skills. It's like, I don't know. They shouldn't call it eSport. They should just call it the video game thing. I don't know. But there's this huge community, but it's less than what you think. Some people play it, some people don't. And some actually contribute back in, some don't. And this is where we kind of cross the line now. One side is like, oh my God, this is going to destroy the humanity. The other side is, no, this is going to help the free humanity. And you see the comments coming back and forth. It just, wow. This is some serious things. Of course, I met people play first person shooters like a team thing. I met people in military to play this because they're training themselves. And the other ones is they have PTSD from a previous battle that they played this, and it helps them a little bit. So they'll communicate. And you can talk to them and they hear them. Like, saying, yeah, it was, there's battles in overseas, and, you know, constantly getting bombarded with the stuff. So it kind of helps. So my thing is, like, all these things, people like, oh my god, this thing just kind of I don't like it. Doesn't mean that it's really bad, right? It's each person's, I don't know, I shouldn't say ethical, I should say each person's intentions for these things, technology things. What's your intention with that? Like, do you take it for granted, or you use it at some point, then you let it go, or whatever, or you don't use it at all? Like, what's your intention in between the thing? You know, I'm not, when Facebook came out, yeah, I was on there a lot, but now I'm just, I don't know, I'm not up there. And every time I say that, somebody try to re-engage my account, but I completely erased it. I told them not to reply and say, this account is deleted. Done. And you know what? That person stalked me a lot. Believe it or not, I'm sure he's listening to it. Because it stalked me. I don't know what they're doing. Exactly. I don't know where they're from. Whatever they are, they got stuck. Their intention got them stuck in whatever they're doing in technology. And they cannot get away from it because it's, ooh, I feel, ooh, right? I feel like, ooh, like the left people will say, I feel powerful. Like, what does that mean? Okay, so face to face. That's face to face. If they come face to face, they won't look at me at all. So, hey, you are the one who want to fight. Fight this. Do you really want to fight this? Then I urge you, let it go. Leave. You would say, oh, it's too late. No, it's not too late. It's never too late. Get out now. If you cannot balance reality with fantasy, then maybe you should go to reality for a little longer and understand what that is. Or you just do the smoking thing, the teenager smoking thing. Just do too much of it. But usually, when people do too much of it, they get sucked in. It's very hard to get out, right? But it's always, you can always get out with anything, almost. You just don't do it, and that will be a mental issue. Is your brain, or you, your soul, strong enough to make that a challenge? Instead of some challenge like, I get a loot from playing this game. No, what about the loot of life? By not playing any games, and you do, make that a challenge. Stop picking up your tablets. Stop picking up your phones. Stop playing with your computers. Actually, I did that. After I did the video card stuff and I played a little bit, I'm like, nah. This is great. I don't need to go anymore. Let me shut it off. So, this computer I'm on right now doing the podcast. It was off for hours. And I didn't watch anything, didn't do anything. I just drank my coffee. I just sat there. Total silence. I'm like, man, this feels great. Total silence. It's the best thing. No music, no nothing. It's like, yeah. And I went to sleep like that. I feel great. When you sleep with no sound, no nothing. If you have like what I have with the, what that thing called? What's that thing? The ring in your ear. I had that since I was a kid, so I'm like so used to it. Then I'll pass out. I feel great. No music, no video, no nothing. Blank, no lights. The best sleep ever. So you can, if you can unplug this, there you go. It'll help you. And if you make that a challenge, your loot is your peace of mind. That's your loot. Can you be a peace of mind? Because when you do that more often, then you're going to start looking back, log back into your video games, social media accounts, YouTube, whatever. They have a different perspective on things. And, you know, it's just like, let me get back to life. You're going to be more like, person will be more. Some people might actually get back in and just stuck in there, right? The majority of people will say, I like that thing too. So they will balance it. So you balance. And guess what? That's what the big guy, the bad guys around the world. Those guys, they don't want you to. They don't want you that. They don't want you to do that. They want you to get into the programming, right? So you unprogram yourself, but you're still in there, so you get an idea of what's coming next. Then you have a really, really good idea, like, okay, how can I go past, I'll do this thing with them, but how do I bypass in the future? How do I explain it to others what this thing is and show them? Then you go bypass. Then it's different. Then you can say, no, I know they were trapping us with this thing, but no, this thing actually can help us. Just start finding solutions on certain things. Like, we can probably take this thing and go over there. It will work. Hey, got something. So it all depends. I know, like so many podcasts before, I said that it's just your perspective on things. But to understand all of it, you gotta know where you are as a person. If you do not know who you are, if you've been controlled so deeply, it's going to be hard, right? Especially when first unplug everything. And people be like, oh my god, I can, it's like an itch. You're like, oh, just my phone, it's right there. Oh. So we might have to hide all this stuff. Like playing another room. And some people can't help it, they would jump back up. Run to the phone or something and bring it back to the bedroom. It's like, okay. That's not. But once you do that, unplug a little bit, you get a perspective. So my approach on everything. It's like I do a lot of something. Getting the deep end of it. Okay, so this is the this thing, deep end. What's the opposite? Then I go to the opposite side, do that more. Then I can kind of figure out me as a person. What's the balance? Do I need to do this? Or do I need to do that? How many times? How many hours? Whatever. It's like, then I found the balance. Okay, this is good enough. It does get boring. After a while, you go one side or you go the other side. You do get boring. But I like the balanced approach on everything. It's like, I have way too much coffee. Okay, then what in the morning? What should I do? What should I drink in the morning? Water? Latte? I don't know. Juice? I don't know. So for me is coffee. I also have water with me. So just sort of balance each other out over time. And different flavor of coffee. It also balances out. So it's achievable. A lot of people don't. It's like, oh, you're like one of those, and they put in the group. Like, no, I'm not. Like, I understand what that group is, but I know I do some part of it there, but I'm not in there for that purpose. I have interest in it, but I have other ideas for it. You know, and people pull that. People tend to do that. Well, I don't know what to say. Easy lad? No, I don't know. Maybe not. They're like the one of those people, like, you see them on the street, and you just look up. And they start looking up. So they ask you, what's that? What is he? It's not that they're clueless or not clueless. It's just they're easy led. I was like, Superman. Didn't see Superman. Superman. Then they wake up. Spider-Man. Did you see Spider-Man? I saw Spider-Man. Wait, are you crazy? I do that on the street, New York. Did that a lot. It's the best. Well, sometimes I take my camera and shoot like buildings because I need something. Need textures or something. And people are like, what are you doing? It's like, I'm just taking this section of the building for textures. Oh. Like, do you know what I'm doing? They don't ask, what are you going to do with it? They're just like, oh. Early days, people will ask. Now, we're at the internet. When the internet got in, everything speed up. They just like, oh. It's like, I feel like majority of people with their devices are like little zombies, you know? So yeah, you gotta take that off, man. It's swaying you, your opinions and everything, that you become everybody else. I guess that's what they call it, normies. Even that word, normies, everybody uses. Even the normie used normies. Non-normies. You know, shut up. It's like, get out of here. Turn off your phone, damn it. Stop absorbing data. Jeez. You're not a robot. You're human. And then, hey, that will work, right? I mean, the only other option we have is to shut everything off, shut the whole internet off. But nobody wants to do that because everything's run on the internet, including some of the very dangerous stuff. So internet based, so network based. So how you shut the network down, they will freak out. The machine will freak out and explode. And you don't want that. We don't want that. But then, if it's on network, that means somebody can go in there and screw it up anyway. So it just, and the media doesn't help, and everybody don't help, and just, it's like this whole mess of humanity is bypassed. It's bypassing everything. You just bypass. Even though sometimes, I think, but they're just, and there's very few outside of it. And there's very few outside of it. Or the outside of it. Have that magic. I can just, I can get deep into this, but I can get out wherever I want. Oh, you know, and higher ups, yeah, I'm sure there are a few. I don't know what they're doing. I know they're battling. Are they good? The good, whatever they call bloodlines, you can call them. Bad ones call them bloodlines. I don't know if the good ones call themselves bloodlines. Yeah, well, no, you can tell them, well, you're a bloodline? Yeah, so am I. I got proof. I do have proof. So, shut up. But the thing is, it's, whatever. They're just fighting each other. And they want, they're screwing with everything, and they just want you to be on that side. This side, in the end, it's all about how much I got, I can get out of it. I don't want to work. I want people to work for me. And then just later, be lazy. Have this beautiful, wonderful life of doing absolutely nothing, like everything. Get whatever I want. Whatever you want. Without any effort. That's what they want. That's all they want. They want to keep that life. Then you can't. I think a lot of rich people notice that, because the real estate, these big mansions getting sold off. I mean, there are people buying it, but then what's going on? You know, I don't need to pick it. They say, oh, it's probably where they live and all that stuff, but it's weird. They know something. I know what's going to happen. I'm just like, you see the whole point, you see the whole picture. It just, wow. Oh, okay. But they come back to their thing, and there was something, And even with the cryptos, like, it's so funny. The past week. I mean, I should have took advantage. I could still take advantage. Solana. Not Soci. Soci is the other part. Solana was something like $40. I should like, crap. Should have bought some. Downside 53. So 1.5 times. 1.7. 1%. I forgot. Whatever it is. But if it doubles, so if it, say, you buy, put $1,000 in there, and within like next month or so, it doubles back to where it was. made two grand, right? Right. But it's flooding. Somebody's flooding. They're pushing it, and they push everybody to move their coins. Why? They're trying to get everybody to sell off their Bitcoin. Like, oh my God, it's plunging. Oh, I'm gonna sell it off before it goes even further. Nope. So big as they want in, they did it. They're screwing with it, right? And if you're beginner of these things, you didn't see how it was developed from one way up, way down, way up, way down, the graphs and the stuff. See over time what happens. You didn't experience that, you'll be like a normie, right? You didn't experience the whole both things. But you're the Bitcoin normies. Yeah, the crypto normies. You didn't see. Because you just saw a glimpse of it here when you got popular. You didn't see the whole, you didn't see the, when it started, where it started, and who was involved, and what company was involved, and which country did it go to. Then all that against them, like, oh. So you have to see the whole picture with this. This is just cryptos. Then you gotta look at like politics, right? You gotta see the whole picture of it. Then you get an idea. And all these news events. And I haven't locked in yet. You look at those news events. What are they really wanting? Why is this kind of news like this? You gotta ask those questions. Then, like, okay, why did they do that? Why are they reporting this type of news? Are they trying to sway you to do something else? And it is such a weird thing. How are they doing it? And the titles. These titles. It's like programming. Like a script. Script telling. Beginning of a script. Where you set up your integers. Your float. And anything else. Names. Strings. They pre-program you. This way. Then you read the whole thing. Then you watch video. You look at social media. That's what the meat part. You get absorbed. And, you're like, oh, and they sway you into your brain to think a certain way. I mean, if you enjoy the news, yeah, go ahead and do it. But I say just keep an eye on it. Have a open mind about everything. People say, oh, you gotta fold this side. No, you gotta fold that side. No, it's not. It's yes. This side has a good idea. That side has some good idea. You gotta, if you can mix these two together, and if you tell that to each side, they freak out. Oh, see? Oh, Luna found it. Luna is the one that they lost, right? Everything. They sold 80,000 Bitcoins to buy the Terra USD. So they lost. But somebody bought it. 80,000 is a lot. Several million. Jeez. Oh, it's 1.16 billion. Holy cow. Right. Budding. if you understand the back end story of that, it's just like, man, these people are sick. But I don't care. I look in the future and say, hey, well, it's nice and low right now. Buy some and wait. When it comes back, I'll be like, hey, I'm okay. I'm not a billionaire. At least I can survive. Then that you exchange with the tangible stuff, then be like, yeah, I'm okay. But you know, don't get into it. It's like, oh my god, those guys are jerks, get social media and get involved and get you all riled up, and that's what they want. Like, my life has a meaning now. Like, no, go out, no, drop everything, go out, get a bicycle and go ride bicycle somewhere. That's what you should be doing. You know, instead of looking at news and looking at celebrity butts, they're doing the twerking. Naked this, naked that, naked, nude. Oh, you gotta get on that side. Oh, why? Because they're attacking this side. Oh, okay. Oh, this side is losing a lot of people, good people, and they're dying, and we gotta put a little bit of that. Now in the end, what happens? Somebody swindled your money, your wealth. They swindled your wealth and took, you're gonna take away your freedom. Why? Shut up. And they tested already. Well, they want to see. They did it in Asia, right? Then they did it all over the world. But they tried to do it here. It's like, no. It's like, no. And they say, oh, they're playing these people. It's like, oh, because they believe in their freedom, they're going to kill the rest of us. Like, no. It's not believing freedom or not freedom thing. It just, I don't want it. I don't want any of it. It's like, do not sell me this stuff. Let me take care of it myself. You know, hey. Okay, I mean, you can say other stuff. I say, well, because you didn't follow this thing and you're gonna kill everybody. Well, who did you vote as president last time? Well, your leadership last time. Yeah, how many people did that person kill? Did you ever think about that? Remember? It's like, that person sent troops to other countries and they killed many people. Why are they there? Now you fall for it. I mean, you can go back and forth. This is kind of like what the Bitcoin or the crypto flooding. It's like just mess. Chaos. Right? The big guys will love it. You know why? Because it's like, we can pick pockets. Pick their pockets right now. They're confused. Like the buy and conquer. This is confuse and conquer. Confuse all. And we take your money. And find a way to say it in a way it's so pretty that we actually swindle it right in front of them. And they believed it. They okayed it. Oh. Now, if you understand what consciousness does with this type of info, that's when, like, ooh. Ooh. Like, whoa. Wow, this is what they call the black magic. If I'm just in the black magic, like, that's what they're doing. Like, yeah, don't buy into it. really. Don't get sucked into it either. I mean, right now I'm scrolling. I just opened it up, my web browser, and looking through New York Post, right? Because it's draw all of a sudden. Everybody. Just like the stupid word, ultra. When did it come out? Last week. Last week I played it. I played Depeche Mode Ultra while I was doing podcast. What's going on with the ultra thing? Why is the ultra coming back? Are they brainwashing? Why are they brainwashing? Why are they saying that? Well, I know what they say, but you should be asking a question anyway. So I'm scrolling with this website and I see Musk. Good move, Musk praised Netflix for telling staffers to quit if offended by content. How are they gonna get money then? Unemployment? Why you offended? Yeah, I would say, yeah, don't do it. I don't care. But I don't know. You think Elon has our best interest? Maybe he does some part, but the other part is I need to make money. So yeah, account that and say so I want to make cool things. Want to make money, make cool things, but I believe in the equality on some of the stuff, the right thing to do, which is okay. I mean, like, if I was in his shoes, I would have done probably close to it, something similar. I don't know if I'd be making cars, but like, yeah, well, ethically, this is not, well, then that's my point of view, ethically. But the basic of human element, don't be a jackass. And that's it. And what these people, like, banning stuff, ban from the social media, ban from the social media, it's like, and these companies are being jackass. Well, what happened? He claimed a freedom speech. Yeah, well, you're not freedom speech. You just shut somebody off. Okay. Personal level, I don't want to hear you. I'll block you. Fine. But you shouldn't be banned by the company who's supported the system, right? That's public. And should be public. Always. I don't want to hear mutant, but somebody else want to hear let them. Freedom. That's what freedom is. You have a choice. Whether to do or do not. Or somewhere in between if you want to do that too. Which is like, whoa, right? I want to do that, but not really. Wishy-washy stuff there. But you have the choice of that. And that's what's freedom. And that's what these big guys are afraid of. What these crazy people on the other side want to take control of your life, want to enslave you, all that stuff. They're afraid of this. The choice. I mean, they couldn't brainwash you. It's like, oh. Then they're just like, oh, we need to kick these body out. But as soon as you take that action away from them, they'll go nuts. I start seeing news about certain things. And then you pluck it in, you kind of see it, and you kind of like let your brain pluck it into place. Like, wow, that's the retaliation. Holy cow, these people are crazy. Am I crazy? Maybe, for saying it. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But hey, I don't care. I have choices, and I made the choice. I have my freedom to make that choice. And the communists hate me. Well, of course, because we hate you. I mean, we don't like the ideal we did, but you know better than the swindlers from other governments. Those swindlers. We're trying to control. We're trying to get the public to pay for you, right? You know what? It's like the emperors of China. All these, they're all the same. All of them. It's like, oh, this emperor did a good thing. Yeah, just a tiny bit of that. Yeah. But well, what about the rest of this dirty stuff you did? Like, explain that. Please. No. I want to know. Inquire my want to know. I want to know. And this Elon with the bots. Now, how many bots? Have you seen a bot farm? What they do with the multiple cell phones that automatically create accounts. Holy cow. They create my account on Facebook. Duplicate. And you know, my friends would yell at me. What did you say? And I was like, take a look at that account again. Click on it. See what it is. It's like, oh, it's not you. Say, yeah, I'm not on Facebook anymore. Damn it. Shut up. Shut up. I think today is going to be like this. It's the case of Mondays and shut up. I'm going to put that in titles. Just shut people up. Shut up. Get out of here. Go do your thing. Leave me alone. See, I have the freedom to make that choice. Right? Like, they have the freedom to say stuff to me, then realize what happened. But I have the freedom to tell them they're wrong. That's what public square should be. You don't like something, just don't like it. Just walk away. Either walk away, you want to say something, okay. Be ready, because somebody will kick your ass. That person, really? Don't like you? Don't like the way you said that? They'll come after you, right? Then there's the ones that you keep going after them. It's like, hey, get out of here. You keep coming after them. They say, hey, one more time, right? Then they keep coming after them. Boom! Guess who did that last week? Like, just don't be a jackass. Like, this is basic human thing you should know. Don't be a jackass. It's number one. Second, be cordial. Be cool. That's it. And don't hurt anyone. I mean, all that stuff will be like, don't hurt anyone. Don't run and help as much as you can. If somebody don't want to hear what you have to say, just don't engage. Walk away. That's it. Basics. Be a good person. That would be like fourth. Maybe third, fourth. Yeah. Or everything. Just, all of us have that basic understanding. Instead of, you know, pushing. And it seems like lately, the past few decades, it's been like one person wants to push. I want you to see my point of view. Like, so I did see your point of view, and you know, I like some part of it, some part of it. No. So why why you keep pushing. And Scott, it's all data driven. It's like, how do we get back in the past? How are we going to reapproach everything? Bring back what's in the past? Where the person gave you that look, you see it, like, okay, I'm going to walk away. It's like, don't do it, right? We had skills. People in the past had their skills. Now, there's no skills. The skills are gone. People do the likes. People want to say their point of view out there and get it out of their brain, and you'll be like, in dormant. Right? Well, I mean, this podcast does that to me. It's because I got stuff in my head, you know, all of that. But anyway, I'm looking at a video that says there's some weird stuff on Mars. Who cares? When we get there, we find out. But as far as now, you take pictures and they say, oh, check this out. It's this, that. And it's like, well, it's proof for that. I would say you have to be there to see it in person, touch it. Then you'd be like, yeah, that's real. Otherwise, it's crap. It's just speculations. Yeah. I see UFO. I saw UFO a couple of times. But are they aliens? I don't know. They're a little weird. This thing is just, whoa, what are they doing? Whoa, what is that thing? Why is it going at this speed? Why is it glowing like that? Right. I'm seeing things like that. Just unexplained. I saw those things. But for me, I'd say it's whatever flying thing. The only way I recognize it is they let you land and then I touch them, like, and if whatever person, whatever, invite me in, I'll be like, yeah, I'm in there. It's like, oh, so that's what this is. Then I'll say, yeah, this stuff is real, right? But before that, I'm like, I don't know what it is. I don't have any proof. I need proof. I need tangible proof before I say anything. Yeah, it's this, it's that. So anyway, I gotta go to the other blue and yellow place called IKEA to get some stuff. Look at some stuff. I'm gonna try the meatballs, but lately, for the past few years, the meatballs start tasting like crap. I don't know if they change it to impossible meat or just, it's like, it's not that great. It's okay. But they do have chicken fingers, so I might actually get that. Get a free coffee, yeah. And get some stuff. And maybe bring home a jar of what's that, lingonberry? That'll be my day. That'll be the day. That's it. Then I'll try to get some Solana. I'm still waiting for a price to drop, but I don't think it's gonna drop. It might drop like a couple of days. Might not. Which is okay. I'm fine with that. But I'd like to take advantage if I can. If not, I'll get some more doggy coins. Because Elon like it. And I like it too. Elon. I don't need any more Shiba. Shiba's way too much Shiba. I don't need it. If Shiba goes dark, I won't be doing this podcast. Or maybe I'll do it. Like, hey, welcome to the Studio Two Rocks on the boat. Yeah. So anyway, have an excellent Monday of the 16th. Monday, May 16th, 2022. Have a wonderful day. Take it easy. Think about the future. What do you want to be? And get off those digital devices as much as you can. Don't get swayed into one side or the other side. Question everything. Just not even reference it. Don't reference it to a TV show or anything when I say that. Just question everything. Question everything. Everything you think of. You want to dig deep? Go ahead. But whatever your heart tells you is probably true for you. So stick with that. And have a wonderful day. I'll be back on Wednesday. See ya.